What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, why a big name losing her job in the Republican Party means Donald Trump is still winning. Family dynasties have been a thing in American politics for a long time. The Kennedys, the Clintons, the Bushes, they've all been fixtures on the scene. But this week, Washington is all abuzz about a different family. The Cheneys.
And the other big story we're following today, tonight, Liz Cheney has lost her job as the number three Republican in the House. Party member.
That's Liz Cheney getting booted out of her senior job in the Republican Party. It was a moment which meant one small thing and one much bigger one. The small thing, because Liz's dad Dick Cheney was a big cheese as well, is that for the first time in decades, there won't be a Cheney near the top of the party. But the real lesson is that even though he lost the election to Joe Biden, Donald Trump is still far and away the most important person in the Republican Party. So why is the Donald still winning 6 months after he lost? The moment the Republican Party is tearing itself apart over is January 6th.
They're not going to take it any longer. All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't.
You've probably heard that a few times. It's Donald Trump when he was still president, just complaining that the election had been stolen from him, even though this wasn't true, and firing up the crowd. The crowd that pretty soon after that went down the road and stormed the US Congress. For a lot of Republicans like Liz Cheney, that should have been the end of the road for Donald Trump.
Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all.
That was this week, the night before Liz Cheney lost her job. And of course, Donald Trump did what he does best. He lashed out on his new blog and called Liz Cheney, quote, a bitter, horrible human being. He wouldn't have been surprised by what she said because she said it all before.
I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
What to do about President Trump after that riot on January 6th is the biggest question facing the Republican Party. Plenty of people think that there should be no way back for a man who, a lot of them thought, encouraged violence. This is a congressman called Adam Kinzinger.
This is lies versus truth. This is the election was stolen and therefore a third of America believes that democracy fails. And that leads to violence, by the way, in the long term.
But he's in a minority. Most Republicans can see how massively popular Donald Trump still is with their voters, and it makes them terrified to go against him. The pro-Trump calculation goes right to the top. One of the most senior Republicans is Kevin McCarthy, and he got caught on tape bad-mouthing Liz Cheney.
I think she's got real problems. I've had it with it. I've lost confidence.
The problem for Liz Cheney is that her colleagues aren't really arguing about her. They're arguing about Donald Trump, and her career is just getting smashed up in the row.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
So why is it such a big deal that Liz Cheney has lost her spot? She's obviously out of step with the direction of her party, so ordinarily it might not be all that surprising. Well, like I said, she isn't just anyone. Her father Dick Cheney was vice president through the early 2000s, including 9/11 and the Iraq War. The Cheney name has come to mean something, and actually, what it's meant has been a very tough, very conservative approach to politics. Quite hardline and unapologetic about America throwing its weight around in the world, and socially conservative as well, to the point that Liz Cheney is estranged from her gay sister because she voted against marriage equality. You might have thought that all of this would make Liz Cheney appealing to Donald Trump and his supporters, and maybe vice versa. But the fact is that Donald Trump completely shook up right-wing politics. In that blog post about Liz Cheney this week, he called the Cheney family, quote, warmongers, who, quote, stupidly push us into the never-ending Middle East disaster. And like a lot of traditional conservatives, Liz Cheney is an old-fashioned supporter of law and order.
I am a conservative Republican. And the most conservative of conservative principles is reverence for the rule of law.
After the riot on January 6th, that was always going to make it difficult for her to put up with Donald Trump. So what next for Liz Cheney and the Republican leaders? Right now, it looks as if the top brass have made the big choice they had to make after January 6th. If President Trump had crossed the line by inciting the riot, that was the moment when they could have said, enough is enough, and tried to ditch him. He was banned by Twitter and Facebook, so his voice wasn't as loud as it had been. Perhaps they could have sidelined him, but they haven't done that. They've looked at the opinion polls and calculated that, whether they like it or not, Donald Trump is still the biggest show in town as far as voters are concerned. The prospect of distancing the party from him is just too risky. For Liz Cheney, her fight is only just beginning, and her family connections probably shouldn't be dismissed quite as lightly as Donald Trump would like.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
The Cheneys might have just gone from being one of the big-name families in American politics to the biggest name of all in the opposition to Donald Trump. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella here at Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and the noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love for you to be a part of it by signing up. It's really easy to do and membership starts from just £1 a week. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and use my personal promo code, NIMO50, that's NIMO50, and you'll get 50% off. Today's Sensemaker was written by Phoebe Davis and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.